The Challenge of the Yukon.
Husky! Run, you husky!
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The Challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. Side by side in the center of Prospect City stood two unpainted frame buildings. In appearance, they differed little. Through their doors, at one time or another, passed every gold-seeking man in the Yukon. One was Sam's General Store. The other, Dorner's Bank, held gold from some of the richest lodes in the North. Midwinter, the light of day fading quickly to early darkness, Phil Dorner's worst fears were realized.
Put him up, Dorner.
Now hold up.
Yeah. One sound out of you and you'll be stiffer than these boards. Go ahead, boys.
Clean out the till, Marty. I'll take care of the safe.
Wait a minute, Jonas.
What for?
There's no use of you skinning your fingers open in that safe, long as Dorner here can turn the combination.
Say, that's right.
Well, you heard me, Dorner. Get over there to that safe.
No. No, I won't open it. You can... All right. I'll open it. But you won't get away with this, I tell you.
Shut up and open that safe. We ain't here to talk.
Let me at that stuff.
Wait till Meade sees this haul.
I got the dust out of the till, Bat.
Good. Let's get out of here now. Dorner, if you want to live long enough to talk about this, you better not turn around or we're out of sight, you understand?
You're as good as behind bars already. With Sergeant Preston in town, there ain't dogs running. It'll...
I don't know. Meade'd sure enjoy a chance like this.
Meade? You mean...
Yeah, the same one. He had his brother hung 2 years ago. Sam Sunniger, you remember? Come on, boys, we'll take him in with us.
To the cave?
Yeah, and make sure he ain't packing another gun, Jonas.
He ain't. Got one in his sled, though.
And we'll toss some of that stuff off his sled. You ride it, Jonas. Preston, you ride in front of me where I can keep an eye on you. If that lead dog of yours is smart as he's supposed to be, he'll take orders from Jonas. You understand?
Did you hear that, boy? Steady, boy. Hey, my pack.
Don't worry. You won't need it where you're going. Keep his gun on the sled, Jonas. All right, boys, let's mush.
That night, the bank robbers, with Preston their prisoner, pulled up at a ledge of the winded steps clean of snow. Obeying orders, the Mountie knew they would keep him alive till the outlaw Meade Sunniger arrived. Ruthless and cunning, Meade would be merciless in avenging his brother. As they entered a deep cave, King kept close to his master, waiting for the word to jump at these men who held a gun on them. But Preston's only command of the dog was to forbid him to touch the drinking water Marty drew from a spring in the hideout.
Help me with this gold.
What's the matter? Right, ain't you hungry?
Yes, we're hungry. But not thirsty.
Suit yourself.
Come on over here, Marty. Fire will be ablaze in a minute and you'll get something to eat.
Need any help with the fire?
No, you don't. Reach for one of them burning sticks and you'll wish you hadn't.
Now don't worry, Bat. I didn't plan to burn you alive.
And I ain't taking no chances.
For the next 2 days, neither Preston nor King drank any water. Finally, on the morning of the third day, Marty could contain his curiosity no longer.
I don't understand it, Mounty. It ain't natural.
You're not worried about us, are you, Marty?
Me?
Leave him alone, Marty. He don't have much longer to wait for me.
I ain't bothering with him. All I want to know is why you don't take a drink of water with the rest of us.
Because I don't want to take a chance on poison. That's why, Marty.
Poison?
Yes. You've been drinking that water for 2 days now, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the answer.
Hey, Bat. Did you hear that?
What do you mean, Monty?
No more than what I said.
How do you feel, Jonas?
To tell you the truth, I ain't felt so good. All yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. The same feeling I have myself.
You get a little dizzy every once in a while. Then it goes away. Your stomach bothers you.
Yeah. It ain't exactly an ache.
I don't know, Marty. The way mine feels, I'd say it was more of an ache.
So how about you, Bat? What? Gee, Horsifat. Look at him.
Can you do anything about this, Preston? Can't you help us?
Why, he's whiter than snow.
Looks kind of green to me. Step over here in the light till I can get a look at... Marty.
Yeah? Yeah, we're done for.
No. Maybe the Marty
can... Oh, I'm sorry, boys. All my medicines are in the pack you threw out in the trail.
There must be something to be done. Look at Bat. He ain't passing out on us, Bat.
And look, Marty. We'll set you free if you'll help us.
Yeah. Sure.
What about Meade?
He won't know anything about it.
I'm getting that dizzy feeling again.
Name your own price. I can't stand it, I tell you.
There's only one thing you can do.
What? What's that?
Sulfur might help.
Sulfur? Well, where are we going to get any?
Break your bullets open. Get together all the gunpowder. Then melt some snow from outside. Take a mouthful of gunpowder and wash it down.
Hey, where are you going, Bat?
To get some snow. Jonas, you and Marty, start busting all your bullets open.
The three men worked feverishly, breaking down their bullets. Bat was the first to swallow the strange antidote.
Hey, how much do you have to swallow?
Better take another mouthful.
Don't want to take any chances. There.
Feel better already.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, King and I'll just leave you boys.
Wait a minute.
Well, you promised me I could.
I changed my mind.
You loco, Bat? I heard
you...
Shut
up. You're not going anywhere, Mounty. Stay where you are.
And how do you think you'll stop me, Bat? You've eaten all your bullets. Watch them, King.
Why, you...
Watch that dog.
No! My hand! Let go!
Well, a good thing you left my gun on the sled, Bat. All right, King.
My hand!
Get over there against the wall.
Neat.
Watch them, King. One of them makes a sound, you know what to do. Reach, Meade. I said reach. That's right. We meet again, Meade. You and your bank robbers are coming back to Prospect City with me. Then to Dawson and jail for all of you.
Why'd you shoot him? How did you ever get the draw on you?
He made us eat our gunpowder, Meade.
Eat your gunpowder?
The boys here felt they had a touch of water poison.
Yeah, Meade. We was drinking the water here in the cave, and he's...
Water here in the cave? There ain't nothing wrong with this water.
Well, there probably isn't.
You said it was poison.
I didn't say anything about it being poisoned. I only said I don't take a chance on poison, Bat. Your own imaginations took care of the rest. Yes, King, the case is closed.
Upholding the motto of the Northwest Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston and the Great Dog King maintain the riot and get their man. Don't miss their next thrilling adventure when they meet the challenge of the Yukon once again on Saturday at 6:30. Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon, Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.